things that you did, some things that you wish you could do even better?
Yeah, you know, I think I just got done watching. I think, you know, you could tell my confidence and maybe the timing, you know, is just not what it, you know, what it needs to be. You know, and that's kind of expected, I think, which, you know, I don't think I've thrown any of those routes to any of those guys. And so that just comes with time. You know, but I thought, you know, as the game went on, I think the communication got a little bit better. I think I settled down and just kind of started really communicating and getting guys lined up. But, you know, there's a couple of throws I like to have back, but like I said, just kind of uncertainty, the timing, and just getting more better feel for it. Yeah, I had quite a few. You know, coaches, staff, and players. You know, it was nice. All good texts and just, you know, tell me congrats and you know, how happy they are for me. And it means a lot.
You've been through kind of a lot of ups and downs this year. What does it mean to you to be the fourth different quarterback for this team to win a game this year?
Yeah, you know, it's been a strange year. You know, I mean, even when, you know, I was in Dallas, just the way the year had gone there, and then obviously, you know, get an opportunity to come here, and it's a great opportunity. And, you know, to be the fourth guy, I think, you know, that's the way this league is. I mean, there's injuries, there's certain things that happen, so you got to be ready. You know, more importantly, you know, I think, you know, all the guys, you know, Brian obviously has battled a couple concussions, and then TJ had the deal yesterday, but I think, you know, it's just, they helped me prepare. You know, we kind of do this together, kind of tag team it, and we got a great quarterback room, and that makes things a lot easier.
Brady, what would it be like for you if you did have to start Sunday? Would that be where you can kind of build the game plan instead of being a giant on the spot?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I think, you know, Brian's been in the system a long time, and he's obviously the starting quarterback for this football team. So, you know, but at the same time, I got to prepare like I'm going to play again. You know, that's the only way to go about it. You know, like I said, if he does play, you know, what reps I do get, you know, whatever, scout team or whatever, I got to take advantage of and just keep continuing to get comfortable and do those things. Just like I said, just keep preparing, studying, doing the things I've been doing.
You've been in all the roles before, starter, backup, newcomer, know the offense, don't know the offense. Did that help you command the huddle and again move forward the same way?
Yeah, I think so. Just being in a huddle in general, like I said, communicate, looking the guys in the eye. You know, I remember there was like 6 minutes and 42 seconds left, and I said, look, you know, I looked at the five guys up front, I said, this is what you guys get paid, you know, the big bucks for. This is what's fun for you guys. Run the football, and you know, let's try to go down and milk this clock and cap this thing and win it, you know. So, yeah, it was fun. You know, I didn't feel out of place. I mean, I think guys felt comfortable with me. I think really it was kind of a panic situation. It was a two-minute situation. We're in the red zone. You know, I'm trying to talk fast, and I already talk fast, and I mumble to begin with. So, you know, I just need to slow down and start, you know, really over communicating. And I think as the game went on, I did a little bit better job of that.
Did any of the guys, either in the huddle or on the sideline, say something to you about that, about relax or slow down or anything like that?
No, they didn't. They probably were. It's that situation. They probably don't want to say anything. You know, I looked at the picture on the sideline. I missed Nate on a little option route. You know, I worked top, and I think we actually threw a completion. But I saw the picture and said, man, you know, right there, I got to come to you or whatever. He's like, yeah. He goes, man, I'm gonna let you do your thing. I'm not gonna come to you and you know, bouncing ideas off you. You got a lot on your plate, and he gets it. He's a seasoned vet. And he's been around a long time. But no, guys were good and tried to just get in and out of the huddle and do as well as we could.
You had a unique career. How much do you think now, you look back at, you know, your choice of football over baseball, and kind of how excited are you? Kind of the next was the choice that you made.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, growing up as a kid, I always thought I'd play in the big leagues. You know, I was always probably a little more talented in baseball, and it's tough to make it to the big leagues, and I found that out once I got there. So gave that a run, had a blast playing 5 years of pro baseball, and then went back to school thinking I'd never, ever play in the NFL. And it was kind of the farthest thing from my wildest dream, and, you know, I worked my tail off. I worked to get in the position. I put myself in position to be a high pick in this league, and, you know, I'm very blessed. And a lot of people text me that all the time, you know, family, friends, are like, hey, you're blessed. There's not many people who can play one professional sport, much less two. And I don't think about it like that, but, you know, I've worked hard. You know, I've worked hard to get to where I'm at, and hasn't been perfect all the time. It's hard to play this position. But, again, you know, you know, it's pretty neat looking back. I'm sure I'll think about it more when I'm done playing than I do now.
How much of a whirlwind has it been the past month? You had to come in and learn a new system. Has it been a kind of a crash course for you?
Yeah, it kind of has. You know, just the whole situation. I had to come in. I was in the hotel for a few days, and I had to go find my own apartment. And just it's just been – I've had a lot going on, you know, on top of, you know, learning this system. But, you know, thank God for these iPads and thank God for, you know, the stuff that the tools they give us to study, because, you know, it kind of gives us access. When we go home, we can, you know, lay in bed for a couple hours and study that way versus having to be up here all the time, you know, till 9, 10 o'clock like the old days. You know, now we can, you know, really study at home and kind of, you know, learn the system. But it's been a whirlwind. Definitely been a whirlwind, but it's been a fun whirlwind. You know, I've had a lot of fun 1 month here, and, you know, hopefully the fun continues.